This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. The Food and Drug Administration this past week stopped several species of seafood coming in from China. It's the latest in a series of problems with Chinese products entering the United States, including toothpaste and pet food. The FDA began to inspect foreign goods more than a century ago, but several health officials say the agency is fighting an uphill battle in its mission to protect consumers. William Hubbard is a former deputy commissioner with the Food and Drug Administration. He's now a senior advisor with the Coalition for a Stronger FDA, an advocacy group working to increase public support for the agency. He is in the studios of WUNC in Durham, North Carolina. Mr. Hubbard, thanks a lot for joining us.
Hello, Leanne. How are you?
I am well. Thank you. Explain for us, why is it that China has become such a big issue for both the FDA and the U.S. consumer?
Well, as the Chinese economy has exploded in recent years, they are exporting more and more products to the United States, and among those are food, and particularly seafood. And the Chinese economy is not as advanced as ours, and their regulatory system is not. So FDA finds many substandard foods coming from China, and they detain quite a few, deny entry to quite a few. And there's concern that lots of it's coming in that's not been adequately screened because of FDA's resource limitations.
What does the FDA screen for, just in passing?
They look for things like pesticides or illegal animal drugs that might have been used in a food, or filth or other contaminants. There are many things that could contaminate food, and the FDA inspectors try to find those things. But again, they look at so little. There is a concern that much can get through that has not been adequately screened.
Mm. Has the FDA been able to hire more inspectors to keep up with the amount?
There was a brief bump up, Leanne, after 9/11, but unfortunately those inspectors are all gone now as a result of budget cuts. Today they only have about 450 inspectors at the borders looking at these imports, and this year there will be about 20 million imports of FDA-regulated products, and about 13 million of those will be food.
The pet food issue, I mean, this was about melamine. We've had the issue of Chinese toothpaste that has an ingredient usually found in antifreeze. These are new challenges for the FDA, are they not?
What FDA is finding is that there are lots of entrepreneurs in China who are willing to cut corners to, say, add a melamine to boost protein count of a food, or to substitute, say, diethylene glycol with glycerin. And those things make a product perhaps more valuable, more saleable. The problem for us is they make them more dangerous. And if FDA can't find those types of things, then we're all at risk.
Why are these products with these ingredients slipping past the Chinese government?
The problem is you've got a country that is growing rapidly, and the federal government often can't reach into these hinterlands where many of these food ingredients are originally produced. So it's a real challenge for the Chinese government.
Is there anything that can be done on the importer level? You know, for example, the goods have come into the country, and then when the goods reach their destination, is there an inspection done there? What level of inspection is done there?
There hasn't traditionally been very much. The food industry that receives these foods does accept some responsibility for testing and otherwise examining their raw ingredients, but they depend mostly on the FDA to make sure the food's safe. I think food processors in the United States are very worried now. They see that they can be victimized as much as the ultimate consumer can by an import that's not safe.
So can they play a bigger role, do you think? Should they?
I think they're trying to. They've got a task force. They're looking at what they can do to better screen these products. But that applies mostly to the big firms. The small entrepreneurs, of which there are many in the United States, feel particularly victimized. They don't have laboratories. They don't have staff. They basically are buying these commodities on the world market on the assumption that the FDA is screening them and making sure they're safe.
The toothpaste was destined for some American prisons, so these are government buys that we're talking about. Could there have been another level of inspection given that the government was buying some of this Chinese toothpaste?
Well, apparently that toothpaste is also being found in things like dollar stores. If we all go in these sort of discount stores, we see foods and drugs and cosmetics that are commonly coming from Asia that are coming through a discount process where buyers in the world market are buying things that perhaps you wouldn't buy at that large chain store. But clearly, a fair amount of the toothpaste is being found, and FDA has not been able to screen it, which is another marker for why there needs to be a stronger FDA.
So short of funding more inspectors, what can the agency do about this?
Well, obviously, money is the first thing, to get more inspectors at the border and screen these products. If that doesn't work, then some members of Congress believe there should be some new legislation that gives FDA the authority to say to that foreign country, you need to send us safe food. You need to take responsibility for assuring the food is safe before it ever gets put on the boat.
Can public health officials get involved too?
Well, I certainly hope that official Washington is waking up to this as a result of the melamine and the toothpaste and the fish. And, of course, in other countries, we've seen some outright poisonings with foods with the diethylene glycol. And it's odd that diethylene glycol is so in the news now because that is the compound that caused Congress to create the modern FDA in 1938. So here we are 60 years later, that same compound is killing people around the world through contamination of drugs. And it just shows that we haven't fixed the problems yet, and we need to step up and do more.
Given the global marketplace at this point and the effects of free trade and nations like China getting into a major position in this marketplace, do you think it's ever going to be possible to completely protect U.S. consumers?
No, you certainly can't have a 100% security. FDA experts tell me that they're concerned that the word's out in these foreign countries that you can send anything to the United States because there's no one there to check it out. And that's a bad, bad thing in my view.
William Hubbard is a former deputy commissioner with the Food and Drug Administration. He is now a senior advisor with the group known as the Coalition for a Stronger FDA, and he joined us from the studios of WUNC in Durham, North Carolina. Mr. Hubbard, thanks a lot for your time.
Thank you, Leanne.